The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nahat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen. Daf Ayin Dalet, today's Daf is being Sredin, Nishmat Morzakani, Yosef Ben Sravim, Arad Zakanati, Yafab Bat Sarav, Leinu Nishmat Avram Ben Esther, Wahashim Tani Hambegan Eden, Amen. Today's Daf is being Sredin for Ashil Imam, Moshe Ben Dinah, Besarab Bat Rachel, El Narefan, Fatan Nefesh, Ufuat Aguf, Ufuatam, Kerubal Abo, Vechen Yirason, Venomar, Amen. We are on Ayin Gimel Amud Bet. We are starting from Amar Rav Hizda. It is somewhere in the middle, actually right in the middle of the Amud. Amar Rav Hizda, Shilosha Ne'emanim Le'altar. There are three situations that the people are believed Le'altar, immediately. Elohen, Asufe is the child that you found in the street. You don't know who his mother is or who his father is. Haya, that's a nurse, a midwife. Upoteret havroteha. And the girl, the lady that exempts her friends from tum'at nida. We will see each case now individually. Asufe had the amaran. Asufe, we said already on the last amud, that if an asufe is found in the shuk, as long as it's still in the shuk, so then the parents are ne'emanin to say that that is their child. So the ne'emanut is miyad. However, once the child is picked up, now already has a din of an asufi, and therefore you need two witnesses to establish who the parents are. So the ne'emanut of asufi is altar, only when it's immediate. In the market. That's what it means, immediate. The next that she says, ne'emanim le'altar, ve'lo le'achar zeman. Aval kol she'ar ne'emanim, ne'emanim nami le'achar zeman. Well, other people that are ne'eman, there's no time limit. You're ne'eman. These items only have a certain time limit that the ne'emanut is valid. The next case is Haya, the midwife, Netanya. Haya ne'emanet lomar ze yatsa rishon v'ze yatsa sheni. The midwife is ne'emanet to say which child came out first, hence that's the bechor, and which one came out second. Beme devanim amurim shelo yatsta v'chazra. That's talking about where she's not walking in and out of the room. That she stayed in the room during the entire birth. Aval yatzta v'chazra. Meaning she's going in and out. And on ne'emenet. Rabbi Eliezer omer, hu'zeka al-umda ne'emenet. More than that. Hu'zeka al-umda. She has to actually be standing in her place. Ve'im lav ena ne'emenet. So the Gemara is by Benayim. What's the difference? He says standing in your place. And the other one says you can't walk out of the room. Basically that's saying the same thing. So the Gemara asks, "My benayu, ika benayu de adar apa?" Where she turned her face head around. According to the first shita, so long as she's still in the room, even though she turned around momentarily, she's still ne'emanet. According to the second shita, no, she has to stand in her place facing the birthing table. Rashi, and she says, "Imu zekal omda ken mefaresh de lo adara apa." She did not turn her face at all. Amen. Then she is ne'emanet. Poteret havruteha ma'hi. What's the third case? Poteret havruteret is the situation of nida. Ditnan shalosh nashim shayu yeshenot b'mita achab. There's three ladies. They're lying on one bed. V'nimsa dam tahat achat mehem. And all of a sudden you see dam. So means one of them became a nida. Kulan teme'ot. So all of them, you don't know where the dam came from. So you have to assume all of them are teme'ot. Badka achat mehem. However, if one of the three made a bedika, v'nimset teme'ah. And you see that there's blood. He teme'ah v'chulan Teorot. Amar Rav Chizda Shebat Ka'atzma Kishi'ur Veset. Which means the bidika has to be done miyad. From the time that they found the blood, immediately she has to make a bidika. If she makes the bidika after, could be that what? That's blood from another mitziah. Another thing. That she says, Kishi'ur Veset. Ne'achar mitziah miyad. U'masekhet idam efresh shi'ur veset she'omed ha'edu ha'kinu ha'betzad ha'mashkof. The cloth that she makes is right there on the windowsill. Right when they find the blood, she's able to take the ed bidika and make a bidika. That's considered miyad. So the ne'emanut is miyad to poter her friends from having tumat nida. Comes the Gemara continues. Tanu rabbanan ne'emanet hayal omar ze kohen veze levi ze natin veze mamzer. The yoledet, the midwife or the haya, is ne'emanet to say the status of the child. It's a kohen. This is a Levi, this is Israel, this is Mamzer, this is a Natin. There is a Ne'emanut. She says, Nashim, Shiyaldu bebayit achat. We're talking about many women were in one house. So the midwives now gave helped many women. Now there's all children over there. So she's Ne'emanut to say, that's the one of the Kohen, that's the one of the Levi, that's the one of the Israel, that's one of the Mamzer, that's one of the Natin. One lady giving words, no Hadush. There's many ladies in the birthing room, and she's able to pick them out. She has the manu to say who is who. That's talking about where there was no claims or questions on the child. I mean, she's saying this child is a kohen. As long as there's no claims that he's a mamzer, so the haya is ne'emanut. But if already there's claims that there's contesting it, ena ne'emanut. The Gemara says, arar demai. What do you mean? What does arar mean? What is somebody contesting? Ilim arar had. If it means one witness is coming along and saying, no, that's the mamzer, we know that for an ur to be valid, you got to have at least two people. Okay, so the case is talking about we have two people coming to contest and say, no, we know that's the mamzer, then the haya is not ne'emanut keneged two. Maybe I'll tell, no, even if you have one ur of one person that comes along and says, and that which Rabbi Yohanan said that you need two for arar, that's only when you have a chizkat kashrut on something, so then you need two to undo it. Like in this case of it, no chizkat, we don't have anybody. We're just relying on the haya. So then that even one is going to be believed. So there's no haskat kashrut in the kid. So therefore, even one that's me'arer is going to be able to break the ne'emanut of the haya. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, first wide line. Shelo kara ale arar. Shelo yatsa me'urar ala balad lomar ze bena shel eshet mamzer. Right? And nobody contested and said, hey, how are you calling that the kohen? That's really the son of the mamzer. No one said that. Hecha di'it lehaskat kashrut. Shayum wasakimo be kashrut. Val hecha d'leka lehaskat kashrut. Shelo nada al b'riyot mihu ha-kasher. Velo yatsa achat mimi yedin safek. Every kid's a safek in this case of this. So therefore, even one will be able to make a safek. The v'chaya is not ne'emanet. Ne'eman, Gemara continues, ba'al mekach lomar leze makharti uleze en makharti. A guy who's selling, a mocher, has a ne'emanut to say, I sold the goods to this guy, and I didn't sell it to that guy. Which means, you have two guys come along and say, no, he sold it to me. No, he sold it to me. So how do you work out that case? So the mocher has a ne'emanut to say, no, I sold it to that guy, and I didn't sold it to that guy. B'me devarim amurim, b'zman shemikho biyado. That's only talking about where the mocher is still holding the item that's in question. But if already it's not biyado, he doesn't have it anymore, so he's not ne'eman. Look at Rashi. When he's holding the item in his hand, he's going to be very medayek who he sold it to. Why? He's not going to want to make a mistake now and give the item to the wrong guy and retract from the real guy that he sold it to. Why? Because dekim le b'mishe para. There's a law that if a person gives his word to somebody that's going to sell him something, right? And then he comes along and he changes his mind and he sells it to somebody else. There's a curse that goes on that person. So as long as the person's holding the item, he's going to be very makpid to remember which guy the sale was done to, because he doesn't want to give it to the wrong guy. And then Chas v'Shalom be subject to this curse that's called Mishe Para. The God that punished Dora Mabul and Dora Palaga, he should come and punish. So therefore, he doesn't want that curse on him. However, Avav Bezman Rashi, She'en Mikho Biyado, Ushneem Uchazim Bo. Hey, two guys coming, both holding on to the item. No, it's mine. So then already, Eno Ne'eman, Dekeva Delav Ale Ramya, Tudo Daik L'Skor Levi. Once already it's out of his hands, So therefore, he's not going to break his brain to think so much who he sold it to. So now already he's not going to have a name. As long as it's still in his hands, now he doesn't want to retract. He doesn't want to give it to this guy after he gave his word to the other guy. Once it's out of his hands already, he's not going to be bedayik so much. So therefore, the Gemara says, wait, I have an easy way to figure it out. Very simple. Just ask the guy, which one of these two guys gave you money? Finish. The guy that gave you money, that's the guy that bought it. Right? Easy way to remember it. So that she says, we're thinking that the case is talking about when he received money from one guy. People remember who gave them money. So just forget about who you sold it to. Just work backwards. Who gave you the money? That's the guy. Okay. They both gave him money. Okay, so therefore we cannot remember. He says, I know both gave me money. I just know one gave it to me and I accepted it willingly. And one guy forced the money on me because he wanted the item. I forgot which guy gave it to me willingly and which guy gave it to me against my will. Rashi says, I don't know. Next case, Ne'eman Dayan Nomar. A judge has a ne'eman to say, Leze Zachiti Veleze Hayavti. Betin. This was the guy that I said is innocent, and this is the guy that I said he has to pay, that is Hayav. That's so long as what? The litigants are standing in front of him. Now she says, Ram Ya'ale Limitkar. It's incumbent upon the judge to remember, Sha'adain lo yatsu misham. Once they leave the Bet Din, already he forgets. Therefore, you cannot trust him. Which is when the Dayan gives a judgment, he gives a paper. You're Zakai. So who's holding the paper? Well, just say, produce the shtar that you're Zakai. Lo tzericha dekariya zechutayu. It's talking about when the shtar zechut got ripped up. So you cannot work backwards by figuring it out from that way. Very simple. So you forgot who's innocent. Judge them again. Judge them again and you'll come out with the same conclusion again. Very simple. What do you have to guess? So the Gemara says, Bishuda de dayane. We're talking about a judgment that was not based on halakha. Sometimes the judge uses his own Sivarot, because he thinks one guy's more innocent, one guy's more guilty. So therefore, if it's a black and white halakha, he was judging from the book. Okay, then you can judge again, because you'll come up with the same conclusion. But if you're judging from Sivara, so then it's possible that he's going to see it differently. And once you make one, once you rule Zakai and Hayav, you cannot change your mind. Look at the way that she says. V'nedal v'nedinu lamadi kula hayle memar enu ne'eman. What do I care? Enu ne'eman. Nehedar hu atzmo o ehad v'yadunam lefitan otam. Judge them again. Very simple. B'shudad de dayane. B'din she'enu tali beta'am elakot befiv shel dayan. Right? It was really based on the judge's assessment. He ate the ketubot, aban eksade tuvia, v'atu shne tuvia, sh'nehem kirubim, sh'nehem shekanas, v'amrin an shudad de dayane, l'mi she'itnadev lev v'dayan lomad den eli sh'zeh yer agil etzlo yote. Which means, the judge is making like a judgment that this one seems to me more to be the one that is innocent, so on and so forth. So therefore, v'chevan chepasakin im lo ba la'azot eno chozer. Ufikh en rotzin la'azot medin shemay yitenu libo. Which means, these guys don't want to get judged again. Because it's not black and white. The guy that's innocent said, well, maybe the second time he thinks about it, maybe he'll judge me as guilty. So therefore, they're not ne'eman. Amar Rav Nachman, shelosha ne'emanim ala bechor. There are three people that have a ne'emanut on bechor. They say that a child is a firstborn. Okay, who's that? Eluen Haya Abiv Ve'imo. Haya the altar. The Haya, like we learned already, the altar. Right? They're in the birthing room right away. Ne'emen it, as long as she didn't leave. We had that whole sugya just before. She's ne'emen it. Imo kol shiva. The mother's believed to say it's bechor the first 7 days before the brit milah. Because the first 7 days before the milah, the baby is by the mother. Therefore, she has an emanut. The father does not have an emanut the first 7 days. Because he's not by the baby. Abiv le'olam. Le'olam means after the 7 days already, the mother gives the baby to the father for the brit milah. And then from that time on, the father has a emanut. Kedetanya yakir. It says that... You will identify. So the Gemara says, "Yakirenu le'achirim." You can identify to prove it to others. Adam lomar ze beni bechor. That a father is ne'eman to say that this is my bechor. Look at Ashi. כל שבעה שעדיין אין אביו מכיר בו, שלא יצא מתחת ידי אמו, להיכנס לברית. Right? For the first 7 days, the father doesn't know the kid yet because he wasn't given over to brit. מכאן ואילך מותר על אביו להכירו כנכתיב יכיר. That's right. ושם שנאמן לומר זה בני בחורי. Just like his belief to say this is my year firstborn. כך נאמן לומר זה בן גירושה וזה בן חלוצה. He's also נאמן to say, by the way, this kid over here is the son of divorce. And if it was halal. And therefore cannot, he has to be careful. He cannot marry into the halala. Can I marry into the keuna? Ne'eman. Hakamim omrim enu ne'eman. Hakamim hold, you're only ne'eman to makshid your child. You're not ne'eman to be for sale the child. Hakamim said, there's no ne'eman. She says, Aben Girusha v'halutza hu depalig. Abba Shaul haya kore l'shetuke beduke. We know to the Mishnah, shetuke is where you have a sepik, you don't know who the father is. The mother, you know. The father, you don't know. That's why the mother always keeps on quieting the child when the child says, oh, that's my father. However, what happens, Abba Shaul called a shetuke a beduke. So what's a beduke? So Gemara says, my beduke, idem ha-shebutkin itimo, that you investigate or you interrogate the mother, ve'omeret lekashen nev'alti, and she says, oh, don't worry, the guy that I had to be out with is kashen, ne'emeret, and the hadush of the Mishnah has to tell me that, what? Beduke, and then you trust the mother that she has an emanu to say lekeshera nevalti rashi shebotkin etemo venemenet keman kerabban gamliel rashi betmiya lama lel rabbi lemitniel lefruta betrev dukte leti hada bashul hatam vechaniya bashul omer kedvarav. Later on we're going to see, well, we learned it already, we learned it that what rabban gamliel holds that a lady is ne'emenet to say lekeshera nevalti. So what do I need two Mishnayot? What do I need a Mishnah of Rabban Gamliel telling me the same thing that Abba Shaul is telling me? Just say, Rabban Gamliel omeret ne'emenet, omer ne'emenet, v'chen haya omer Abba Shaul. What do you need two separate Mishnayot basically telling me that the ne'emenut of a lady? Gemara, tanina hadazimna. We learned it already one time. Where did we learn it? We learned it in Masid Ketubot. Did not. Hayta me'uberet. A lady was pregnant. Ve'amru la maktibo shel ubar zeh. They asked the lady, what's the status of this kid? Amra lehem mi'ish peloni v'kohenu. It's from this guy, he's a kohen. So, and what's the deen? Rabban Gamliel v'Rabbi Eliezer omrim ne'emenet. So you see what? Ne'emenet he shot to say, l'kesherah. V'Rabbi Yehoshua amir lo mepia anu hayim. Rabbi Yehoshua says, we don't live from her words, which means we don't trust. But the point is, v'amar Rabbi Yehuda, amar Shmuel halacha, k'Rabban Gamliel. So once already we established Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, you told me in another Mishnah that Halakhazak Rabban Gamliel, that the lady's name in it. What do you need to tell me now? Abba Shaul says, a shetuki is called a beduki to teach me that what? That if you ask the mother who the father is, we bought that kashi's name in it. It's Rabban Gamliel. It's the same thing. What do you need to say it twice for? Kebara says, Hada lakshir ba, vehada lakshir bebita. Which means, all you learn from Rabban Gamliel, that she's name in it for herself, to kashir herself up, that she didn't go with somebody that would posel her to kihuna, or posel her from eating terumah. Abba Shaul's coming to teach me that the ne'emanut is not only for the lady herself, but the ne'emanut is also for the daughter. Look at Ashi. Hada lakshir ba. Rabban Gamliel. Delo emina ela le'atzma, shelo nethalela mina terumah. That she didn't go with somebody that would cause her to become a halala from eating terumah. Abba lo lakshir oto ubar. She'im bati lo tenasi lekohen, right? Which means she's only ne'emenet legabeh herself according to Rabban Gamliel, but not legabeh her child. I mean, the child's going to be a safek halala, and therefore the child cannot marry kohen. Abba Shaul makshir abe bita tamanditin abe velad kai shushtuki. Right? The Mishnah is talking about a shetuke, which is the kid, and therefore that's the difference between Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel says ne'emenet isha legabeh herself, that she wasn't ne'emenet to a pesula that would posela from eating. But she has no ne'emanut on the child. However, Abba Shaul says, no, the ne'emanut of the child, of the mother also works for the child. That's why you have two separate mishnayos. The Gemara says, hold it. Hani ha'aleman dama ledevrei ha'makshir ba, meaning according to the Rabban Gamliel, that's makshir the lady, posel bebita. Good, so he's posel bebita. And therefore I can say, the Rabban Gamliel was only makshir her, and the Abba Shaul is coming to makshir even the child. Ela leman dama ledevrei ha'makshir ba, makshir bebita. But according to the opinion that learned the Bar Gamliel, that's makshid not only the lady, but also the child. Abba Shaul, my atalash me'inan. Abba Shaul, you're saying the same thing. Kabbalah says that Abba Shaul adifa b'tan Bar Gamliel. He's saying better. The imat, if it was just Rabban Gamliel, have aminat, dirov kishirim itzlah. Over there, maybe the lady only has an imanut, because we have a sevara, rov kishirim itzlah. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rov kishirim itzlah, kegon pinuya. Let's say in that case, we're talking about a single girl. The rov ha'ir mas'im lekeuna. A single girl, and she's living in a city that the majority of the men are kosher for keuna. Which means that it's not going to make her a halal, halala. For example, majority of people in the city are not divorced. Majority of the city are not themselves halalim. So therefore, she's ne'emenit to say that she went with someone that was kasher, which would not make her pasul now to be a halala, which would not posela from another kohen, or from teruma to go back to our father's house and things like that. So the Bagi was only talking about in the case where what she's ne'emenet, because you have rov kesherim. Aval echad de rov pesulim, it's like you're going arusa. Let's say she was engaged. Now, arusa, rov with the people are asurta, because she's kesheti, she's married. Vehi omer ben arus, and she says, no, the child that's in my stomach is from the arus, or she's a pinuya, but the majority of the people are not kasher with posel kehuna. Kamashwan Abba Shaul, that she's named it even in that case. So therefore, and Gemara says, "Amalecha the rope pesulin itzla emalot tzricha amar balacha ke Abba Shaul." That a lady nafkamina, the lady's arusa, she's pregnant. She's named it to say, "I had the bi'ah from the arus." And therefore, everybody is kasher. And even if you have rov pesulim, it is rov pesulim. When she's arusa, the majority of people in the city are asuta. Everybody's asuta because she's married. And even in the case where rov pesulim kenegda, she is ne'emenet. Mishnah. Kol ha'asurim labo bakahal mutarim labo ze baze. This Mishnah is going to have many interpretations of the Gemara. Till we get to the final interpretation. Let's learn it simple. Whoever's asur to come into the kahal can marry each other. Rashi. Kegon mamzere b'shtuke. Right? A mamzer can marry a shtuke. V'afagav sheze vaday v'ze safek. Even though one's a vaday, one's a safek. V'ikal lememar shema kasheru. Right? And maybe you're having, maybe on Sunday's kasher, he's marrying a Mamzer, filach ishari, kiti afil ne'ayin, like we learned above, bekahal vaday lo yavo, aber bekahal safek yavo. So we learned this already, really. So the Gemara is going to ask, what do you need this the second time, Nakara? You're teaching me that what? That, let's say, a mamzer cannot come into the kahal. Right? Mamzer asul abo bekahal, but a mamzer can marry into the pisulin themselves. Now we have to see what the hadush is. Kol asul abo bekahal, whoever's asul to come into the kahal, like a mamzer, with a shetuke, mutarim zeh lebezeh bezeh. Right. Rabbi Yehuda osir. Rabbi Yehuda says asur. We don't know what that means. We'll wait for the Gemara to explain what it means. Rabbi Yehuda osir. Rabbi Eliezer omer vadaan bevadaan mutar. Vadaan besefekan. Besefekan bevadaan. Besefekan besefekan asur. Rabbi Eliezer holds only a vadai can go with a vadai. Once there's a safik in the picture, maybe the safik is kasher, and therefore the kasher is going with the vadai. No good.
Mamzer only.
Right. So mamzer only. Only vadais with vadais. Kesh safik with safik. Shtuki with shtuki. No good. Because maybe one shtuki is a mamzer, another shtuki is a kasher. Therefore, it's a problem. So therefore, the only one that Rabbi Eliezer is matir vadaan be vadaan mutar. Mamzer be mamzer. Vadaan be svekan. Meaning a mamzer with a shetuke, v'sefekan bevada'an, the opposite, v'sefekan v'sefekan, shetuke with a shetuke, asur. Look at that she. That was exactly what she said. Ve'elu en ha-sefekot, what's the case of sefekot? Shetuke, asufe, v'chute. Shetuke, you don't know who the father is. Asufe, you don't know who anybody is. And kutim is a sefek themselves, if they're kasher or not. Now the Gemara is going to analyze the first statement of the Mishnah. Gemara begins, "May kol ha'asurim labo b'kahal." When you said in the Mishnah Tanakama, Hachamim, "Kol ha'asurim labo b'kahal, mutarim labo ze baze." Who are these asurim labo b'kahal? Ilema mamzere v'netine shetukev asufe. If you tell me all these guys, mamzere netine shetukev asufe, hatanele resha. We already learned this in the first Mishnah. Mamzere v'netine shetukev asure, mutarim labo ze baze. That already in the first Mishnah, the Perek, it clearly taught us that all those pisulin, while they asut to come into the kahal, but they're permissible to marry into themselves. So why do I need this Mishnah to repeat it again for? This is basically telling me something that I know already. Of the two, and furthermore, I'll ask you another question. Rabbi Yehuda Osir. Right, that was the statement of Rabbi Yehuda. What is he Osir? Ahiya. What are you going back on? Ahechan. Where is he going back on? Ilema avada'an besfekan. If he's going to osir a mamzer to a shetuke, a vadai to a safek, maybe that's what he's coming to say, because Tarakam has come out and say, v'chulam kishirim na'atzman. What is kishirim na'atzman? Mamzer can marry a shetuke. No, even Tarakam says mamzer to shetuke, vadai to a safek. And that's coming to say, no, vadai to a safek, asur can't be. Hamid diktari sefa, that's what the Isaac came to teach. Must be Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that. That cannot be what Rabbi Yehuda was coming to Osir. It sounds like Rabbi Eliezer came to Osir, Vadais and Sefix. It must be that Rabbi Yehuda is coming to Osir something else. What is he coming to Osir? Look at Rashi. Oh, continue the Gemara. V'chitem Rabbi Yehuda Osir agir bebamzeret. Oh. Maybe the Hadush of Rabbi Yehuda is coming and say, you know what? Osir. What is he osiring? That a ger cannot marry a mamzeret. Because Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that what? That ger is considered kehal. Right? Kehal gerim ikri kehal. Very nice. Rabbi Yehuda osir ger to a mamzeret. The only problem is, who's talking about gerim? Who mentioned gerim? Let's go. Ger be mamzeret. Midi ger be mamzeret ketani. Who mentioned ger be mamzeret? That ger was not part of the equation. Kol asurim labo be kehal ketani. Again, it's an asur labo b'kahal. So therefore, we're really stuck in how you're learning Rabbi Yehuda. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "V'chitem Rabbi Yehuda osir agir b'mamzeret." First Rashi in the Gemara. "D'shamina le," because we know he holds le'el. Rabbi Yehuda amar ger lo yisam b'mamzeret. Why? Because kahal gerim ikri kahal. "V'midi aharina lo shmina depanik le'niyo hasin." Midi ger b'mamzeret ketani. Who talked in Tanakama about Gerim that you're just making a statement as if we know what you're talking about? The Rabbi Yehuda Osir. So what? Who talked about the? And I have to imagine in my mind. Oh, that means Gerim Mamzeret. Who's talking about Gerim Mamzeret? So your Abba Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says Haki Kama. So now we're gonna on this Amud. What the Gemara attempts to do is give the proper interpretation of Tanakama, what he was talking about, so we can understand what the Rabbi Yehuda was talking about. We thought originally was talking about regular mamzerim. Kol asurim lavo v'kahal, mutal lavo ze bazeh. Mamzerim, shetukim, asufim. But we said two questions. Number one, that's the Mishnah already, the first Mishnah. That all these asurim are mutal to come, ze bazeh. So what is the Mishnah for? And secondly, to be with that osir doesn't work out according to that. So the Gemara says that. Nupshat. Hachika amar kol asurim lavo b'kahal kehuna. Add the word kehuna. Whoever is asur to come into the kehuna, taprashi kilomar leolam Rabbi Yehuda agir b'mamzeret. Really, Rabbi Yehuda was talking about osir get b'mamzeret. But what did he hear from Tanna Kama that tipped him off that we're talking about gerim? The shamal le Tanna Kama the aidiba. We're talking about gerim. V'hai b'kahal the kamar that kahal that Tanna Kama said kol asurim labo b'kahal. Kehal kehunahu. He was referring to the scale of the Kohanim, the Kohen asur begiyoret. We know the rule that a Kohen is asur to marry a convert. Why? Because a convert, they were had be out with Goyim when they were before they were married, before they converted. Goya went with the Goy. And she's considered what? Zona. And a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Zona. And therefore, Amishnah is saying, well, kol ha'asur labo b'kahal kehuna, meaning ger, that's ger, will be permissible ze bazeh, meaning a ger will be permissible with a mamzer. Because Tarakama says kahal gerim lo ikri kahal, and the Yehuda comes along and says asur that a ger be mamzer et asur, because the ger is considered kahal and therefore cannot. Therefore, it makes sense. Now Rashi throws in that our Mishnah is talking not any ger, but even a giyoret that's less than 3 years old. Now, if you think about it, really the hashash of gerut is once the girl, let's say, is 3 years old and converted after 3 years old, once someone's 3 years old, the bi'ah is a bi'ah for a girl. And therefore, you have to be concerned zona. But if the bi'ah was less than 3 years old, so then already it's not considered a bi'ah. So the chaura, a convert less than 3 years old, should be permissible to keuna. However, this opinion is holding according to the way we understand the Gemara. Doesn't matter. No piluk. Dachim did not make a piluk. Whether she's a giyoret after 3 years old or even a giyoret before 3 years old, for some reason they want to learn Tanakama, what he said. Kol asurim labo bakahal kehuna. Who's asur labo bakahal kehuna? Giyoret. Ve'ez a giyoret. Afilu pehuta. Mishaloshanim. And to that, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. And Tanakama says what? They're asur to come in kalkama de mutal labo zebazeh. Meaning giyoret is permissible to marry a mamzer. And to that, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Asur. So comes the Gemara and says, Haki kamar. Kol asurim. Top line of the Gemara. Kol asurim labo bekal kehuna. Mind you, giyoret pehuta mibat shalosh shanim v'yom echad. Meaning even a giyoret less than 3 years old. Udo ke Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Because Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai held only a giyoret after three. But a giyoret before three that converts is mutar. Bekeuna mutarim labo zebaze. Good, and that's what the Yehuda comes on and says that no, mamzeret is asura. Mamzer is asur to a giyoret because it's considered kahal. Now the Gemara has a question. Look at Rashi. Look at Rabbi Shimon. The Amal Kamam Perkim. We're going to learn Rabbi Shimon Shita later on. Giyoret pechuta mibat shalosh kishira lekeuna. Now the Gemara is going to explain. Vachi Kamam. Look at the Mishnah Rashi. כל האסורים לבוא בקהל כהונה, ומיין יהוד מרבה היקללה יותר הראשונים שאסורים בקהל, ישראל גיורת, who you're coming to include a גיורת, שפעותה מבת שלוש שנים, וכל שכן יתרה על בת שלוש שנים, well, also more than three, and that was saying, מותרים, הנך אסורים גיורת וממזרים ונתירה ושתוקל לבוא זה בזה, which means, those that are אסור לבוא בקהל כהונה, מותר לבוא, so ger is in the picture. That's why the Bibi, that makes sense. The Bibi, that oser ger be bamzeret. Now the Gemara has a side question. Because I like the way you learned. You got gerim in the picture. But who forced you to learn the Mishnah? How did you know that Tanakama old is about a ger even less than three? I mean, this calculation works out, even if it's a ger, above three. Giyoret above three. Who told you to say that Tarakama is talking about a giyoret pachot mishosha and make him against the Bishamon Ben Yochai? What did you need to... The whole purpose of this answer is to get Ger in the picture. So Rabbi, that makes sense. We got giyoret in the picture. You had to say, the bigger hadush? No, giyoret afilu pachot mishosha. So Gemara says, v'nukman bebat shalosh shanim v'yom echad v'afilu the Bishamon Ben Yochai. Establish the Mishnah, Bat Shalosh. And the Mishnah could be even going like Rashbi. You didn't need to go that extra step. Gemara says, Imken, if that's the way you want to learn, Mitzidat Tabra, it'll be broken. Which means your refutation is right by your side. If you want to learn that the Mishnah is talking about Davka, Shalosh, but pachot mishtosha, less than three muteret with keuna, you refute it off the bat. Why? Elatama debat shalosh shanim v'yom echad. So I'm going to make the diuk like this. 3 years old is okay. Sorry, 3 years old is a problem because that's already that we be ah. That's zona. Ha pechuta mebat shalosh shanim v'yom echad demuteret labo bekal keuna. Asura lavo ze baze. Because I make the calculation according to the rules that the Mishnah set up. What's the rule the Mishnah set up? Whoever's forbidden labo bekal keuna, muteret labo ze baze. Implying, whoever's muteret bekal keuna, asura lavo ze baze. That's the reverse diuk. And therefore, I would say, bat shalosh asura, but a bat shalosh muteret with all these people. Right? Giyoret bat shalosh muteret with all these people. Mamzer. Mashmawa, but a pachot mishlosha, that's muteret bekeuna, is going to be forbidden with all these, and that's not so. Hare pechutam mi bat shalosh nim viyom echad, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, de muteret abo bakal kuna umutarot, labo ze baze. Because the Mishmon ben Yochai holds, it's mutar mutar. But our Mishnah, Mashma, it's an equation. Whatever is asur bekeuna is mutar zebaze. Whatever is mutar bekeuna is asura zebaze. And that will not work according to Mishmon ben Yochai. Therefore, you have to say that the Tana must have been referring to what? Both. Ben shalosh, ben pachot me shalosh. Asura bekehuna, but both will be muteret ze baze. But if you can learn it's only talking about shalosh, your diuk is going to be wrong. Alibad Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Good? So comes the Gemara and says, okay, so now let's go slow. We established the Mishnah wonderfully. We established the Mishnah, it's kahal kehuna. Ger is in the picture, and the Mishnah is telling me that Giyoret, even Pahot Mishlosha, Asura for Kihanim, Muteret Zebaze, meaning you have to say Tanakama must hold what? That the Ger is not considered Kalashim. Yep. That's why Giyoret would be Mutar be Memzer, Vere Biyuda, Osir. Gemara is Viklalahu. Is that a rule? Dechol ha'asurim lavo bekal kiuna mutarim lavo ze baze. I'll show you an exception. Vare almana ugrusha v'halala zona. All these, what's the common denominator? The asurim lavo bekal kiuna. Let's go one at a time. Can a kohen gadol marry an almana?
No.
Can a kohen hidyot marry gerusha?
No.
Halala? No. Zona? No. So that's asurim lavo bekal Hashem. But they also keuna. But they're also asurim lavo zebaze. Asurim lavo zebaze. Can a halala marry a mamzer?
No,
no, he's Jewish, regular Jewish. No. Halala is psul for keuna, not for mamzerim.
Yeah.
Halala cannot marry a mamzer. Can a divorce? Take it better, but you'll understand easier. No. Can a divorce marry a mamzer?
No.
So therefore, your rule does the rule doesn't make sense. What you just said then, because you tell me whoever's asur in kal keuna mutarim lavo zebaze. What? You tell me a Girusha can marry a Mamzer?
No.
Asuta Kona. So that already, Yiklal, it was just blown out of the water. Because you forgot many cases that are not accurate according to that rule. Vitu. Hamutar Asur. You got to make the diyuk the other way now. Whoever's Mutar Bekal Kehuna, it's going to be Asur with all these cases, right? With Mamzerut and all that. Vare Ger. Shemutar bekahenet. A ger is mutar, because kahenet is no problem. Kahenet, you can marry anybody. Kahenet doesn't have the laws of kihuna. Ger is muteret bekahenet, umutar bebamzeret. And it's also mutar bebamzeret. Because a ger, according to Tanakama, is not considered kahal. Which means it doesn't make sense, your reverse. Because if you're telling me whoever's asur bekihuna is mutar zebaze, means whoever's mutar bekeuna is asur. Right? And it's not so. Because a kohenet is muteret beger. And still the kohenet is asura, or the ger is still, and the ger is still permissible. Bemamzer. So it's mutar. It's not mutar asur. So there was that rule that you just established. Doesn't work. First of all, it's not a klal. And second of all, the diuk is wrong. Good? So the Gemara says, Ela Amar Rav Natan Bar Hoshaya. New answer. Hachika Amar, change the interpretation to the Mishnah. Kol Shekohen Asur Lisa Et Bito. Oh, let's go slow. whoever a Kohen is forbidden to marry this guy's daughter. Okay, let's get a case so we could understand it. Umaynihu, ger shenasa giyoret. Okay, ger shenasa giyoret. Two converts married each other. The daughter over there is the daughter of Gerim. Kol kohen asur, kol shekohen asur nisa et bito. You cannot marry the daughter of a convert. Why can't a kohen marry the daughter of a convert? Now she says, because we're going to learn later on, ger shenasa giyoret bito pesuda lekehuna. Okay. We'll see that later on. Chita. But what? Mutarim lavoze baze. But the ger himself would be mutar to marry mamzeret. Because kahal gerim lo ikri kahal. Uchrabi Eliezer ben Yaakov, which we can say later on, that says ger that married a giyoret, the daughter is forbidden to the keuna. Mutarim lavoze baze. So what did we gain by this? We gained by this that we took away kehuna over here. We're going straight to ger. We're directing our statement to ger. Meaning, kol kohen. You put the kohen in as the noun here. Any kohen. Oh, sorry. Kol shekohen. Any person that a kohen is not allowed to marry his daughter. For example, the daughter of a convert. That convert, the convert is the noun, can marry Mekahal. I'm sorry, Zebazeh, even Mamzerim. So then we focused it on, we took it away from Kohanim, because then you had problems like that. Because then we had Halalah, Zonah, we had issues. So therefore, again, whoever the Kohen could marry their daughter, or Asura to marry their daughter, meaning it's Asura for a Kohen to marry the daughter of converts. That convert is the subject. Mutar zebaze. The convert can marry anybody he wants. Mimze, Natin, Asufe, Shatuke. Because Tanakama holds Kal Gerim, Lo Ikri Kahal. Therefore, no problem. Rabbi Yehuda Oser, the Ger, that's the subject, because Ger is considered Kahal. Therefore, it's Asur. Asur to marry Mimze, Natin, Shatuke, Asufe. Because he's considered. Kalashim. So the Gemara says, Uchlalahu. Oh, doesn't work. Is it a rule? Dechol shekohen asu lisat bito mutarim labo ze baze, hare halal shenasa bat Yisrael. Okay, let's go slow. Halal that marries a bat Yisrael. The kohen asu lisat bito. At this point we're thinking that if a halal marries a bat Yisrael, halal, but the kid's a halala. We're thinking at this point the kid's a halala. A kohen cannot marry the daughter of this halal. A kohen himself cannot marry the daughter of a halal married to a bat Yisrael. But the halal himself is asur to all these other things. Mabzer and all this. The rule doesn't work. You tell me, kol shekohen mutar bebito, kol shekohen asur bebito, that guy's mutar to marry all these mamzerim and everything. Is that so? Haraya, a kohen cannot marry the daughter of a halal that was married to a bat Yisrael, and that halal is asur to marry all these people. So the rule's not a rule. Vasurin nami la boze baze. La kasha, it's not a question. Can Rabbi Dostai ben Yehuda? Remember we learned Rabbi Dostai. Rabbi Dostai said, Benot Yisrael mikveh lahalalim. Jewish girls are like a mikveh for halalim. When a halal marries a bat Yisrael, the kid's not a halala. Therefore the child is mutal kehuna. Said, that's good. Whoever's mutal kehuna will be asur. That's fine. So your question is not from that case. V'are. So make another case. Halal shenasa halala. Now they're going to everybody. Halal shenasa halala. The kids are halalim. Let's go. So could the Kohen marry the daughter?
No.
No. So kol shekohen asu bebito mutarim labo ze baze. But a halal cannot marry mamzerim and netinim mishetim. וכהן אסור לישא ביתו, ואסור נמל לבו זה בזה.
אסור.
אסור, אסור. ותו, and then we're going to go the other way now. המותר אסור. You're going to make a deal the other way, that whoever is permissible for כהונה is אסור זה בזה. והרי גר שנשא בת ישראל. גר, שנשא, legal marriage, וכהן מותר לישא ביתו, a Kohen is permissible to marry the daughter. Umutarim la boze baze. And according to Tanakh Kama, Ger is permissible to marry Mamzer. So therefore,
the Ger himself.
The Ger himself. Always on this side, you're going on the subject is the Ger. Again, whoever the Kohen could marry his daughter, the Ger is daughter, the Ger is Mutar. And your rule is Mutar Asur. This is Mutar Mutar. So therefore, that formula doesn't work. Ela amar Rav Nachman amar Rabba bar Abu. New case. Right, the third attempt to try to understand what Amishnah is talking about. Hacha, mamzer me'achoto. If a person goes with his sister, sur karet, mamzer. Yeah? Ummamzer me eshet ish. Guy goes with an eshet ish, married lady. Child is mamzer. Ika benayhu. That's the difference between them. I'm not telling you how to learn yet the language of the Mishnah, but that's going to be the nafkamina between Tanakama and the Biyuda. Let's see how. Tanakama sabar afilu mamzer me achoto namehavi mamzer. Achoto is punishable by karet, but there's no mitat betin. Eshet ish is punishable by betin. No slow. A person goes with his sister. Is there mitat betin on that case? No. It's karet. That's not mitat betin. Tanakama says, memzerut comes even from hayuvek karet alone, even where there's no mitat betin. Rabbi Yehuda is going to come along and say, no. Karet does not bring memzerut. In order to be mamzer, it has to come from mitat beddin. Actually, there's three shitot in Masikat Ketubot, what brings mamzerim? Shim'on HaTimni, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yoshua. Let's review those three shitot, because basically we're seeing two of the three over here. Shim'on HaTimni holds, like we hold halakha l'ma'aseh, any case where in kiddushin tofsin and there's chayuf karet avalad mamzer achoto. According to Rabbi Akiva, he held even chibe lavin. What's chibe lavin? Right, kohen to gerusha, or a person marries a. That's aseh maybe. That's a lot aseh. Yeah. All these cases, mahzir gerushat, all these cases of it with lot aseh, creates mamzerin. Rabbi Yoshua says no. Mamzerin only comes from mitat betin, when there's a punishable with kegon, eshet ish. So the nafkamina between Tanakama holds achoto, like Shimon HaTimni. And Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold like Rabbi Yoshua, that says Dafka Ishit Ish with his mitat beddin. Now, the Rabbi Yehuda Savar me Ishit Ish havi mamzer ma achoto lo havi mamzer. Ma'ika mashmanan tanina. That's by the way. This is beferush Mishnah in Ketubot. We know the shitot. What's the shitot? Ezu mamzer kol shehu belo yavod. Devre Rabbi Akiva. Right. Rabbi Akiva holds mamzer comes from a lav. Shimon HaTimni omer kol shechayvim alav karet mide shamayim ve'alacha kidbarav. Rabbi Yoshua omer kol shechayvim alav mitat beddin. So I don't need a Mishnah over here to echo Shitot that I know already in Masechet Ketubot. Those Shitot, you tell me, oh, you know what the Mishnah is? Where the Kadet is, where Mamzer comes from. Now, we did not learn yet how to learn the, how do we figure out that in the words? Let's read the Rashi now. El Amar Reb Natan. What else? No, that was the last one. Look at the... Ika Benayu Rashi, exactly. Velo Beger Eflegu. The Mahlok, take Ger out of the picture. Ela de Kasavar Yesh Mamzer Mehibe Kiritut. Vehachi Kamar. Kol HaNiludoladim Mi'isure Erva. Whoever is born from an Isur Erva, meaning, for example, Achoto, Mamzerim, Vehem, Umutarim Labo Zebaze. Which means, Isur Erva, Kol Asurim Labo Bakal, meaning, Kol Isur Erva. That creates a mamzer, and therefore it's asur for us to deal with the mamzerim, mutarim labo zebezer. That mamzer is mutar amongst themselves, other mamzerim. Nashi, umutarim labo zebezer, hani hibe kiritut, bibne hibe mitot. Which means, the child of achoto would be permissible with a mamzer of eshet ish. Kegon eshet ish, tekhuna mamzerimim. According to Tarakama, it's all mamzerim, by the way. Whether it's Haibeh Kiritut, Haibeh Betin, mamzer is mamzer. And the view that comes along and says, no, the product that comes from Haibeh Kiritut is not a mamzer. Therefore, cannot marry the product of a Eshet Ish. Because the Eshet Ish is a mamzer, because that's Mitat Betin. Not okay, we're not talking about Gerim, forget about nothing. We're talking about what makes mamzerut. So Tanat the Gemara asks, oh, so what am I learning? So what do I learn from this Mishnah? Hadush. What makes Mamzerut? Tanakh Abba says Mamzerut is from Haibeh Kiritut. And Rabbi Yehuda comes up and says Haibeh Kiritut. Mamzerut comes from what? Haibeh Beit Din. I know that already. That's the Mishnah in Masechet Ketubot. Three Shitot. Shimona Timni, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yoshua. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? You have to repeat these Shitot over there. If you're interested in telling me names, tell me the names over there. Plug in. V'Rabbi Yehuda Sover K'Rabbi Yoshua. Separate Mishnah to tell me something I know already? Okay, back to the drawing board. Ela. What does it have? Ela?
Reject everything above it.
Rejecting. Amar Rava. New story. Ger Amoni U'Moabi Ika Benayu. We're talking about an Amoni or Moabi convert. V'hachi ka'amar. See, here the Gemara speaks it out because this is going to be the bottom line answer. So here the Gemara is going to speak you out the way to learn the Mishnah. Bottom line. Kol ha'asurim labo b'kahal. Specifically who? Umayni who? Ger, Amoni, Umu'abi. A Mu'abi converts. Can he come to the kahal?
No.
No, lo yavo Moavi bekal Hashem. What's that? When is he goy? Of course not. Means he converted.
Yeah.
Even if he converts, he's forbidden. Mutarim labo zebaze. But a ger amuni can marry a mamzer, mamzeret, or a natin. Discussion is ger amuni. Oh, yache may de biyuda osir. Chaora. Why should he? We know that a Moabi cannot come in the Kahal. We know Ger is not considered Kahal. So the Chaurai should be permissible to marry Mamzer. You want to tell me a regular Ger? You want to tell me a regular Ger is not is considered Kahal? I have no problem. But a Ger Amoni is not Kahal. Lo yavo bekal Hashem. So how could it be without Osir? Hachi kamar afal pi shirabi Yehuda oser ger bebamzeret hani mili ger dira oy la boba kahal aval ger amoni u moabi de enruim la boba kahal. No. You have to read Rabbi Yehuda oser. Not when you were oser. I agree with you, by the way. I agree. Ger amoni, muta, to marry mamzer and all that. But Rabbi Yehuda oser meaning, even though Rabbi Yehuda normally is osir, a regular ger,
he's matir this one. He's matir this one. Because a regular ger is mutal abo bekahal. And therefore, a regular ger is considered kal Hashem. Therefore, he's forbidden to a mamzeret. So the Biudah also said, even though the Biudah's osir on regular getting that are permissible to come into the kakos to consider kahal, he is agreeing to Tanakama that ger amoni is mutar, because ger amoni is asula babaka. So therefore, the bottom line of learning our Mishnah, I mean, right. Nothing is like it said. Which means, when it says in the Mishnah, kol ha'asurim labo bekahal, pirush, ger amoni u'mo'avi, mutarim labo zebazeh, a ger amoni can marry into the mamzerut and all that, the Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that, because everybody agrees that a ger amoni is a part of the castle, but you said the Rabbi Yehuda osir. No, even though he's osir generally by gerim, which Tanakama argues on about it, Tanakama says, kal gerim, lo ikli kahal. Therefore, even a regular ger can marry into the mamzerut. I hold no, but that's by a regular ger. But by ger amoni, I'll agree. Baruch Adonai Olam, amen.